Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. This is, we're going to talk about a lot of things in this 2 o'clock hour, but this like just intersected right into the last 10 seconds, and I'm kind of changing the course of things here. Did you guys, if you follow me on Twitter at Annie Fry Show, you might have seen I retweeted this this picture. And Ryan, look at this picture, and can you see it from there? Can you explain what's happening in this photo for the people who don't have Twitter or can't look at it right now?
A masked mom and her masked maybe 6-year-old. She's holding him. He is crying. She is smiling. And he is getting a jab. And it is a gross looking jab.
I mean, the needle is in the skin and the skin is pulling away. Had you seen this before, Trisha?
I had not. No. Hi, by the way.
Hi, Trisha. Hi, Brad. Trisha, how does this make you feel?
Uncomfortable.
Right?
It's the skin part that makes me most uncomfortable.
It's the painful part of the shot.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, look at this. This is fun.
Is there a way for this woman who's clearly, her point is that get your kids vaxxed. That's her point, right?
Yeah.
Is there a way to make this point without having your 6-year-old son crying in a photo with the needle pulling the skin away as it's coming out? Is there a way for her to make her point in not this way?
Well, I would think there's a myriad of ways to make that point other than that. It honestly, the grossness of that photo is the social part of it, but it's the skin is pulling out. That's a gross photo. It's a gross shot.
Her happiness and the point that she's making in this and seeing the pain in that kid's face, it's a shot. If it were the flu shot and you did this, I would say, what are you doing? Like, Take a picture of them getting a sticker and a sucker afterwards and a thumbs up, like maybe a sad thumbs up, and say, you know, got our flu shot today or got our COVID booster today or whatever it is. That's a whole different conversation about the point she's making. It's the how.
No, it's that glee.
What's wrong?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's that glee versus the, like, pain and fear on that kid's face that is taking away from the point. If anything, it's making me think, at least, like, wow, I wouldn't want to do that to a kid.
Well, Tara LaRosa had tweeted this picture and said, Cersei Lannister. If you know, you know. If you don't, that's a Game of Thrones reference. And I tweeted it, and I said, there's no millimeter of my maternal heart that isn't broken by this gleeful pimping of a child's pain. Shame is right. So, just to bring this full circle, Ryan, we're coming back to you here in a second.
Oh, are we?
Because this is the way Twitter works. Somebody named John, whose avatar on Twitter is a cat with glasses, went through my Twitter profile and screenshot a tweet of mine and said, you posted this, a child getting hurt, but okay, with the shrug emoji. So the screenshot that he put out there to prove that I am a major hypocrite, and maybe I am, and if I am, shame on me too. Shame, shame, shame. TJ tweeted at some point, TJ Barklage on Twitter tweeted out, at Annie Fry Show, at Radio Wiggins. Hashtag Wiggins America is an absolute dumpster fire right now. And I tweeted this gif, which is a child playing like a life-size version of Jenga and the Jenga falling over on the child.
Yeah. I think I remember that day.
I don't remember what that was for, but it was October 13th of 2021. So he only really had to go back like 2 months for me to find something where I was like gleefully celebrating the pain of children.
Oh, because the Jenga thing's falling down?
Yeah.
That's, oh gosh.
It's the same.
I could, even on first blush, I didn't even make that connection. Okay. All right.
You posted this, a child getting hurt, but okay. Wiggins America gets me in trouble again. I cannot win with this.
That brings me joy.
I don't want to diss you.
Can you read that? Can you read that tweet? Was it a tweet or a comment?
It was a Facebook comment.
Facebook comment.
But I think it's important to address several.
I'm going to lean into it, just so you know.
I know you are. We pregame this in the break. I said, do you want to talk about this now or do you want to talk about this on the air? He goes, we can talk about it on the air. And I was like, you're going to make me look like an awful person. He's like, but then I'll bring it back. All right, so here we go.
I don't commit to keep that promise.
Do you think that I'm holding you to it?
No.
Annette on Facebook says, several times when listening to your show, I seem you were dissing Ryan. What's up with that? I don't like to hear it. I really like Ryan and wouldn't miss his Saturday morning show, which is on 6 to 8 a.m.
6 to 8 a.m. Saturdays here, 97.1 FM Talk.
You sent this message, didn't you? This is you.
My mom's name might be Annette.
This is a plug for your Wiggins America show on 97.1 at 6 to 8. That's where it all comes back to.
How do I get her to talk about my show? How do I get... The next one's going to be Annette being like, I don't like the way Annie talks about Ryan's novel that he wrote over 12 years.
Which you can find on Amazon.
Which you can find on
Something
Amazon.
Something about robots. Robots yeah, everywhere.
The life of human.
Life of human.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really like Ryan and wouldn't miss his Saturday morning show, 6 to 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. on 97.1. Yeah. Are you just messing with him? I'm worried. I prefer peace and harmony, in all caps, among friends.
I do too, Annette. I would assume...
Here we go.
I would assume that everybody was friends, but then sometimes I'm like, gosh, I just don't know. Like today, for instance, I walk in and Brad, you can contest to this. I gave Annie a present.
Contest to this?
You can attest to this. I think I maybe said the A through my nose and it sounded like a C.
Because you said a C.
I gave Annie a present today, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You gave her macaroons.
My favorite things. Macarons.
Macarons.
Different than macaroons.
Okay.
And I guess
they're all gone
in the
now,
first
the
two segments, she just talked about me negatively the whole time.
I didn't. Did
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't here. And that's part of the problem is that when I'm not here, that tends to happen.
I don't like your tone. It's so put on.
I think he's doing a thing.
He's doing a thing. Will you at least do this as Ryan Shire Wigglesworth?
No. No. Because then that makes it a character, and I want to be genuine.
I'll wait. That's not a
Seriously.
Diss. For folks, that's not a diss.
Okay, here's me bringing it back, though. If we weren't friends, uh-huh. you can't actually do this kind of thing with people that you don't like, right?
That's why I don't do it to Brad. Just kidding.
Bravo. Let's go to break, Brad. That was a great ending.
Also kidding. I like Brad. I helped get him hired.
Yeah, no, never live that down.
Is there more or is that it?
No, that's it. We're friends. We're actually friends in that. Anyway, let's talk about the GOP's chances in 2022.
I'm surprised it's not more Wiggins America.
You can hit the button anytime, Brad.
I can't. No. No, you cannot. Do you feel the poll? You don't know what to do. Do they like each other? Do they hate each other? It's
Ooh,
hard
we don't
to
know.
Tell.
We don't know.
Erica says, and I love this because Erica, I feel like, has a love-hate relationship with this show.
Yeah, it's okay.
Erica is one of my favorite listeners because she basically told us she's forced to listen to the show because her boss listens to it. And I was like, well, at least he likes it. And then she was like, no, he hates it too.
Yeah, so everybody around her hates it,
I'm like,
but won't turn it off.
I don't know who to thank or what, but thanks. Said, they're not dissing Ryan ever, Annette. You just need to calm down. I mean, if you hear it and you don't listen on a regular basis, maybe It's kind of a brother-sister thing.
Kinda.
And sometimes he's just out of control.
Yeah, you never know. And you never know whether I'm being real or not. And right now, I don't know either. Let's go to break.
Trisha, how would you explain it?
I like this.
I mean, Brad, as a listener, you've been listening to the show for a long time. How long does it take for Ryan to get into a point before you know if he's going to offer something that is incredibly
profound?
Yeah.
Deep?
Content?
Life-altering?
I'm still waiting.
Relevant?
Yeah, there it is.
That's a promo. That's today's promo right there.
See, and I have no power over that, so it just is what it is. I do notice that a lot of our promos have Ryan in them. So if you have any questions as to who's making the promos, he's like, man, that one thing I did was really profound on your
great
show.
Mark that. Mark the tape.
You don't, he has a twinkle in his eye, which you can't hear over the radio, although I bet if you pay enough attention, you probably can hear the twinkle. And he starts saying something, and he can't contain the smile on his face. It starts to creep into a smirk, and then I'm like, here we go. This is it. Off the rails. And it reminds me of the Gutfeld show I was watching last week, where it gets so off the rails. Greg Gutfeld says to Kat Timpf, Kat, answer the question you want me to ask you. And I'm like, I know exactly how that feels. Ryan Wiggins.
Wait, who derailed it, though? Was it Kat or was it Tyrus?
No, Kat was just sitting there, kind of like Trish is, just like waiting for her turn to weigh in on something. And the rest of the guests were just kind of bouncing around and making, like, it just... It's Gutfeld. If you haven't watched it yet, when it kind of goes off the rail, they just kind of let it go. And they let it play out. And that makes it much more entertaining, which I think also is the case here on our show. But eventually, somebody in the room has to be responsible to right the ship. And sometimes I'm sitting here going, I just don't really know what to do. Or who to ask about what. Because what were we talking about in the first place?
Do you think Gutfeld's found a lane?
Yes.
Because
everybody drastically drove out of it. It wasn't like it didn't exist. Just nobody else was driving on it.
Well, I think the problem is the rest of the shows all said, we're going to be a comedy show. And they're not. They're politics. But Gutfeld said from the beginning, you know, we're going to talk politics from a comedic angle. And I think it's working. I'm surprised because watching him at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, I thought, I don't think he's going to be able to transition to weeknights. But I do think he's done it.
I think it's totally where he belongs.
Yeah, I do too.
Vicky says volunteering to play Jenga as opposed to being forced by a parent to get a shot, implying that it's different. James says full-size Jenga is a life lesson for that kid about physics, not a shot in the arm. Tara says Wiggins America on Saturday mornings with Ryan and Trisha is awesome. I guess your check's in the mail, Tara. That's
Thank
what
you,
I
Tara.
Hear. And Erica says, hey, I actually like the show now and it drives my boss crazy.
All right. That's the best one of the day.
She says I'll sing the theme song to him when he's annoying me. I just love that we are part of your coworker angst, which we also have here, apparently.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
You should hear Except Ryan Wiggins sing my intro to me. It's the worst and the best at the same time.
Make an appointment. 2 o'clock on Friday.
Yep. It is the best. All right. So I was talking earlier in the show about my Monday. I had the Mondayest Monday of Mondays. Did you hear that we found the keys?
Yeah, I was here when you found them. Yeah.
I heard that. Yeah. And you did have a Monday.
Yes.
Like it was really
Trisha
Monday.
Knows the most about my Mondayest Monday, but it is what it is. And we're halfway through the Monday. And I asked at the beginning of the show, when you're having a Monday, even if it's not on Monday, how do you break the cycle of that? Because it does have a way. It's like kind of a breeding contagious type of a thing. Like one thing can lead to the other. Like I said, I was making my blueberry protein shake this morning and I stuck my wooden spoon too far into it. It chunked off into the shake, which meant I had to throw the whole thing away. And when you're having a day, that feels worse than if you weren't having a day. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's like, oh, dang it. I got to remake it. And I said, if you have suggestions on how to break the cycle, join the live chat on the Annie Fry YouTube channel or the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and tell us how you break the cycle. And Larry suggested on our Facebook page, he said, make a list of 10 things you're thankful for and start it with the fact that you woke up this morning. Great exercise. I love it. So when we come back, the four of us are going to tell you 5 things that we are thankful for. And I hope that gives you an opportunity to think about things you're thankful for as well. If you're having a bad day, maybe it makes you have a better day. If you're having a good day, it's going to make your day better. So stick around. More Annie Fry Show in a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Before we get into things that we're thankful for, and maybe I've called him Juicy Smollett so many times. Thank you, Dave Chappelle. That I think his name is actually Juicy Smollett.
I have a tough time remembering his actual name when you talk about him because you say Juicy Smollett so much.
I know. It's like if you watch Tucker Carlson, he purposely mispronounces everybody's name. Yeah. And every name, like Omicron or whatever. I don't know. It's like he's very purposeful in the way he mispronounces things. I have to check myself sometimes. But yeah, Juicy Smollett. I just think it's better. I don't know that I have the liberty to just like
it
do
is
that.
Better.
With people's name. Are you guys following it at all, Brian?
I'm following it basically through the Babylon Bee. I mean, that's
it's all going to be true in like 6 months anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's the seriousness with which this trial deserves, or the case, I should say. The trial is real, but the case is so stupid.
Trisha, are you like...
I haven't. Have there been any updates? I was surprised that it had taken this long.
He's taking the stand in his own defense, according to Fox.
Oh, okay.
The Bible on Beat today
thing
was Jesse Smollett. Did you see it? Jesse Smollett declares that he is not fit for trial because he's actually dead. like this morning, he was killed by MAGA protesters, and therefore
his
soul.
In the heart of Chicago.
Yeah.
Lord, if we had MAGA people in the heart of Chicago, Illinois wouldn't be so screwed.
Yeah.
Brad, are you like... at the edge of your seat?
No.
Why should any of us care at all what happens?
Well, I think we should care because it shows the balance of power in the United States. I mean, it shows that this guy was using a power that people say doesn't exist to gain influence and further his career. I mean, that's what he was trying to do. But people say, no, that doesn't exist. But he was using it actively and he got caught.
Here's something to think about. The way that the media and our politicians, including the man who is now currently the president of the United States, he was a candidate then, spoke about Kyle Rittenhouse and predisposed the country to what Kyle Rittenhouse did and who he was, all turned out to be false. Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted of everything. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. Five counts? Yeah. Not guilty. That's a pretty bold statement, considering the things that we heard from all of the big voices that have the big microphones, the big cameras, the big stage, that he was a murdering white supremacist. So a fabricated story about Kyle Rittenhouse turned out to be completely untrue, and we still have people in the media, and we still have an American public who thinks that Kyle Rittenhouse got off scot-free and is a white supremacist murderer. Juicy Smollett made up the entire thing himself. Again, you had pundit after pundit after politician after politician after news anchor talking about the racist activity. I mean, like, when you listen to these montages of what people were saying in the wake of, I guess this is just America today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lie. It was a fabricated lie by... Jesse, he made it up. And it's not convenient to the narrative that it was a made-up story for his own personal gain, people so willfully believed it because there was a suggestion that he, as a gay black man, was attacked by MAGA hat wearing people in the cold night in Chicago. I mean, like, none of it makes any sense. But because it's not advantageous to the narrative that is out there by the mainstream media, all of that stuff just kind of goes by the wayside. We don't talk about it anymore.
So, like, one of the things that I heard, you know, I said I hadn't been following it closely, but, like, the ridiculousness of his claims. Like, one of the things that he said now, because it's those two brothers, I forget their names, they were supposedly helping him work out and build his physique. They had told him, this is what he claimed, they told me that I needed to go get some eggs to eat before the workout. But, like, if you remember the story, what was he coming home with? Was
Subway.
Subway, a tuna melt. So he said, but I got to the thing, decided
I know a lot about this.
I'm not following closely.
It was a 6-inch tuna melt, but you know, eggs. Subway, they're really 5 inches.
He said, I decided I didn't want eggs anymore, so I got a tuna melt from Subway.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
That sounds like the Babylon Bee.
It does. And the thing that I hate about it is he's using everyday people who voted for Trump. He's basically blackballing them to raise his own career and his own profile.
I mean, that's the thing that makes, like, going back to Ryan's point for a second, that's the thing that makes it interesting, right, is that this guy's lying because he believes popular opinion is on his side to his advantage, and we have to see if, as a country, we're going to let him get away with it.
Yeah.
And hope, I mean, I don't know. I'm not there. I mean, maybe he takes a stand and sways the jury and convinces them that this is all, that he didn't make it all up, but
What is this? MAGA country?
Is that what they supposed, he said they yelled as they beat
and
him?
And put a noose around his neck.
Right. They beat him, put a noose around his neck, and yelled, this is MAGA country?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I cannot tell you how much you need to listen to Dave Chappelle go through the details of this story and explain why Dave Chappelle thinks there is no plausibility whatsoever. He's like, it's like freezing temperatures outside in the dead of night in Chicago and two black guys in MAGA hats come up and attack you for your son.
To the media's credit, I can see why they would go, oh, this fits right in with everything we've been saying all along. Oh, my God,
there's a few
please.
Details that seem to be a little bit off, but we're just not going to cover those.
I'm not worried about that. The rest of this is fantastic. Let's go with this. Joy Reid.
I mean, wow, what a nutcase. I just, like, jackpot.
Right.
Sorry, not buying it. I mean, I live in the state of Illinois. That didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that's,
we watch
not
the
true.
Whole state.
Yes, we do.
And we didn't see it, so it didn't happen.
All right. We were talking earlier about my Monday today, and we have found the keys that I lost. My husband had them in his coat pocket the whole time.
Did you text him back yet?
I did.
Was it nice?
It was.
Good for you.
I will literally tell you what I said to him, just so I get credit for not being as mean as I could have.
Like you are to me.
No. Did you take my keys? Did you put my keys in Jared's pocket?
It's always tomorrow.
I said, I don't know if you were listening on air, but I'm happy you found the keys and I'm not mad.
Oh, I don't know, Annie.
Wouldn't you appreciate that from your wife if you knew you kind of made her day a little more difficult and she was like, I mean, I guess you read that and he's probably going, I wonder if this means she really is mad.
Yeah.
What that means is
I'm not mad, I'm just upset.
She didn't put a smiley face. I think she's really actually mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, thank you for saying you're not mad. I was listening a bit, but must not have heard what you're referencing. So there you go.
That's like a little bit like when your boss
nice
says,
nice to know you, Jared.
Well, your show wasn't bad. You don't go, wait a minute now. He said it wasn't bad. You go, he didn't say it was good.
I can't remember what it was. We were interviewing somebody and the audio was Amy Kessel, when we were talking to her about the police protests in Chicago, and she was waiting for the subway train.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great conversation. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she's a police officer and she is also a Republican committee woman, I think, in Chicago. Great conversation to have. But, like, I don't know how often subway trains go by, but we'd be talking all of a sudden and be like, in the background, the whole, and I'm like, so I'm trying to talk over this. I have no idea the words that I was saying. None. The train must have been 14 trains long because it just kept going. And after that, I had a meeting as I was pre-scheduled to do with my boss. And I was like, that is the worst segment of radio I have ever done. I had no idea. He's like, oh, that's not true. I was like, all righty then. Okey-dokey.
Thank you.
Good to know. Sweet. I feel encouraged.
What would be amazing now, and this is a challenge to you as a broadcaster.
See, if you can't hear the twinkle in his eye, it's happening right now.
Why is he challenging you?
He's like a 10-year-old child who just got a whoopee cushion. Uh-huh. Go on. Let us have it.
Subway has now been brought up twice in this segment.
Yeah?
In two different ways.
Okay.
Can you make it three?
No, but I bet you can.
We'll see. We'll see. We got a little time. We'll work on it.
Anyway, I was saying that I had a very Monday today, and I asked you, if you're listening right now, to tell me how you break your Monday cycle. If it's going wrong, how do you make it right? A lot of you commented day drinking, so that was an option. Huh. I'm drinking Diet Pepsi now, so that's about as day drinking as I get. But Larry commented that he said, make a list of 10 things you're thankful for and start it with waking up today. And I thought, that's actually a very good exercise. So I want to go around the room right now and just quickly with each of us, I said, let's all make a list of 5 things we're thankful for and throw them out there. And I encourage you, if you're having a rough day, do this. If you're having a good day, do this and you'll feel even better about it. But Brad, we'll start with you. What 5 things are you thankful for?
Some of the 5 things. The very first thing on my list is my wife. And I'm thankful to have a wife who puts up with my crap because I am an extra person to deal with at home.
Well, extra is the word we use for my 5-year-old.
The second thing is my church family who puts up with my crap because I'm an extra person. I'm the youth minister at the church and we're all a little bit extra. I'm super thankful for my health. It may not sound that way, but you know, having heart attacks has actually forced me to take a realistic look and take my health more seriously.
We could talk about that more again sometime, and he's talked about it before, but you've had 3 heart attacks?
Yes.
And you're in your late 30s?
Yes. And then my 4th thing is I'm thankful to have a job where I don't get splattered with crap.
Is that your actual...
I hear that's on my list, too.
My previous job...
Just crossing that crap.
My previous crap, specifically. Yeah.
My previous job, I
that
mowed...
That reminds me, I gotta write something down.
I mowed yards. Oh, no.
Ryan's in the line of fire.
I mowed yards, and, you know, when you'd be weed-eating, if somebody didn't pick up after their dog, there's a very real possibility.
I thought lawn mowing was how you picked up after your dog.
No!
I guess
don't
be
that person. And then the 5th thing I'm thankful for is just humor in general. Just humor.
Brian just mouths to me, I am too.
I don't want to derail him or be a jerk, but...
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that to Brad.
No.
I see. Well,
I don't challenge Brad to be broadcasting excellence.
Trisha.
Mine's some version of the same thing. Health, family and personal... I'm thankful for a home over my head and food in my belly and a really strong support system of family and friends and a job that makes me smile.
Which
thankful,
job is that? She's back at Applebee's, guys.
Right. 2 for $20.
It's like 2 for $25 now, inflation.
Well, I was going to say I'm
it's
thankful
not like it's
for
a Subway
a home
sandwich.
Over my head and food in my belly.
The big 3.
And not getting sprayed with
crap.
Will
you start over? We weren't paying attention.
No, that's fine. I'm done.
Do you have anything that Brad and I didn't say?
No. Okay. I just wrote down what...
Okay. You just took notes.
Yeah. Home
Brad
over my head.
Brad forgot we were doing this thing.
Food in my belly.
Do you guys remember that time where we did I Got a Friend Who and he just told us another story about himself, but it didn't have anything to do with any of us and it was just...
And there was no question.
We're
like,
all sitting here leaning in like...
Discussion.
What?
Are it was we just a cool story.
And then he goes,
super
what?
Cool
am I supposed
story.
To have a question here? It's like, oh.
It was the time he kidnapped somebody as an Uber driver, right? It was that conversation.
No.
And then went
all I know is it ended up at
a
homeless
trail.
Cemetery.
Yes. With no question.
That's right.
There was no question.
No, the question was, have you ever been to a homeless cemetery?
What questions would you have to ask that would be relevant?
No idea.
Why would I diss Ryan Wiggins? Right. There's
all
not
right.
anything
real,
possible
real,
to criticize.
Real quick here, because I got 2 real ones, but 3 of them.
5 things you're thankful for.
3 of them are all related to things I did this weekend. 1, I'm thankful for easy light displays, because when I was a kid, it took you all day to put up the lights. Now, you can do stuff in probably a half an hour, if you're really going for it, and wet ground. to stake everything down because usually at this time it's hard to get the stakes in. And I'm thankful for good neighbors who are consistently fixing my lawnmower for me because it constantly
keep
breaks,
over
Brad.
That dog crap.
I don't know who's
exactly what it is.
I don't know what this is. We don't have a dog, but I'm mowing it. The real two are having.
I like how he doesn't even pretend that the other ones.
Well, no. I mean, those are surface. They're real. They're just surface level. These are deeper. First, priorities. Having my priorities in place. I felt like the whole month of November, I didn't.
What?
And, yeah. My
Is
family,
that what was happening?
It felt like my family was coming second, and it felt like we had a great weekend. And was just like, you know what? I need to be spending more time with my family, and I am. And
so
December is awesome.
So what you're thankful for is your family.
I'm thankful for my family and just having worked out my
and
priorities.
And understanding that they're the priority.
Yes. And then second, perspective on, and this is a really big one, all the news that we talk about all the time, in light of each individual news story, they can be very depressing. But if you take a step back and you consider, like, what is God doing? I just believe he's up to something, and it makes everything okay. You can kind of deal with every individual thing if you take that step back. So that's what I'm thankful
also
for.
Also perspective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give you my five things and quickly enough, and we'll have some more fun conversation. Please join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. And tell us what you're thankful for. Maybe some things that are, you know, realizations that you've had in 2021 that you realize, you know what, I'm actually pretty grateful for that. We'll have that conversation in just a minute. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we've been talking about things that we're thankful for. We did get Ryan's list, which he was, what did you say, wet ground? Was that one of the things you're thankful for?
Yeah, wet ground.
Wet ground.
And easy light displays.
Mm-hmm. And then I got super deep. I turned it on a dime.
Did
and
you?
And then we got super deep, and you guys were like, whoa, this guy is amazing.
That's exactly how
for
it went.
Barriers. He put his family on the list.
If you really want to hear how that went, you can go to the Odyssey app, and you can rewind like 10 minutes, and you can hear how that is exactly how that went.
Yeah, you should do that.
Look at his face. Look at his face. He doesn't even take himself seriously. I'm getting in trouble for dissing Ryan Wiggins because I don't take this dude seriously. And he's, look at him.
I think he's doing it to you on purpose.
I don't know who I'm doing
it to.
He's
doing it to me on purpose.
I don't know who the target audience is here.
It's like, Annie, you should really lighten up on Ryan.
It's like waving a red cape in front of a bull. Like,
Toro, Ryan Wiggins, Toro.
You know, it doesn't even matter that they're red, right, Brad?
People.
Now you're doing it to Brad.
Yeah, people who think that I'm like angry at Ryan Wiggins don't see that he is laughing so hard, bouncing his shoulders. Tune into the webcam. He is completely entertained by himself.
They call this gaslighting.
He doesn't. I don't even need
to
be here.
To everybody,
he could be doing this by himself. You crying now?
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, because the moral of the story is that people think that I'm being mean to you.
Well, and they're right.
I've been nice.
You can let it go. For the last 5 minutes here, just let it go.
Let go what?
Go after anything. You could. Nothing's off limits. Bring it. You were making fun of me and bouncing my shoulders, having a really good time. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But just let it out.
I quit. I'm done.
So what were you thankful
Where's
for?
Brad Young? Get him in here.
And I think Mark Reardon's coming in, not
See,
Brad
it says
Young.
Ryan Wiggins. Scratch that right off the list there. Okay.
Thankful for Tricia Siekman.
We've heard of the top list.
Not sprayed with dog crap.
Now people are going to think that has to do with me. And that's going to go... I just don't feel comfortable with you spraying Ryan Wiggins with dog crap, and I think that's not a nice thing that you do to him.
Please write that. Please write that on the Facebook page. Please. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Is that an Alan Page?
Blage.
What?
What?
You want to know what you're thankful for.
I thought you said Ellen Page.
I did not.
And I was like, why are we going there?
I think
why
her is... name is not that
it's
anymore.
It's not.
Though.
It's Elliot.
That's right. Elliot. Sam Elliot Page.
Also not true. It's not that I don't like him, guys. That's not it. It's just hard. It's just like
it feels like I haven't seen you guys in like 2 weeks, but we were just here Friday.
Oh, it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah, right? I'm sure it does.
Do we get hazard pay?
You should.
Are you gonna do your thankful thing?
I have to get into a thankful mindset.
Do like I did and do it's funny, but then boom, boom, bring it. Lay it on the people.
Do it like I did. Funny and then boom. Boom. Bring it. I can't believe this is my life.
I like wet ground and putting up lights, but also think about
Then he brought it
God.
Home, and he didn't know it was coming, but then his serious things were that he was thankful for his family and God.
That's right.
Didn't see that coming.
No, you did not.
I didn't see it coming after the wet ground.
That's right. So I could put stakes in the
First,
ground.
First, I was going to talk about my husband and being thankful for him. I would put my kids on there, but there's a thing about there are moments. I know that this is obvious, but it becomes profound at different times in your relationship with your husband or with your spouse, and your kids are around. You know, there's a lot of people who say that the kids become the priority, and your relationship with your significant other. Like, it's not that it takes a back seat necessarily, but I have four kids; they take up a lot of our time. But it really struck me, I think it was last week, that my kids are a product of my relationship with my husband. So my relationship with my husband had to come first in order for them to be a part of our life. And we've been talking about building a house. And when we're thinking about building a house, it's forcing me to think about what happens when the kids move out and I have a 6 month at home. So that causes me to go like, whoa, whiplash. But to think about like, what does the home that I want to have look like in 20 years from now when it's just us again? And I just can't, like, all of the things that will happen in those 20 years with my kids obviously being the driving force behind what we do with all of our time, but just knowing that my relationship with my husband has to be the priority, even over the kids. Like, that's a weird thing to say because your kids are your everything and they do drive basically everything you do in your life, but you have to keep that a priority and that relationship is important. And even when things are difficult, like your husband takes your keys to work with him, that causes a frustration, but it really is not that big of a deal. It's really not. So that's kind of what made me think about that. And that's kind of how my Monday became a Monday. The next thing is grandparents, because at least my children have amazing grandparents who are always, they just love those grandkids so hard. And it is funny to watch, I know for my husband to watch his parents grandparent our kids, same thing for me. It's just so different the way grandparents interact with kids versus the way they interact with you. And you're like frequently going, where was this in the 80s or the 90s? Like, what? This is not how I remember it. And they're all like, yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. You were our kids. These are our grandkids. It's just different. But it does take a village. And if you're fortunate enough to have grandparents around, or if you're listening and you have grandkids around, you are a blessing. You're irreplaceable. And I think it's so important to say that. The next thing I'm going to say is parochial education, whether it's Catholic, non-denominational, Lutheran, which I support greatly, the option to be able to send your kids to somewhere else. If you have not looked into that option for your kid and you're concerned about the public school system, reach out. You might be very surprised at how affordable it can be for you. And it's very important to me for my kids to be raised in that environment right now. And then the last two, which may sound schmaltzy, but I absolutely mean it. The first one is the sponsors to the show. Because the truth of the matter is, I know you guys hate the commercial breaks. That's how I literally feed my kids. And the people who, when I talk to you about people who sponsor the show, when you call them and use them because we talk about them here, same thing with Mark and Mark, the whole station, you get to turn your radio on to 97.1 for free and you get to turn it off for free. It costs you nothing to do either one of those things. And that's only because we have sponsors. And when you patronize those sponsors because you like our show and you want us to stick around, it's a huge ask for me to you to use people who sponsor us, because it seems selfish, but they're also people who believe in what we're doing here, which brings me to my last thing. The listeners of this show and of the station, like, I feel blessed every day that I get to come in here, even when it doesn't immediately hit me, to know that what I get to do here is talk to you about the things that are important and to have a conversation with you, because I really look at what I get to do as a conversation, because I'm not an expert on much of anything and I care about a lot of things, and I have access because Brad and Trisha are working their tails off to make sure that we have great guests who are experts to come on the show and have conversations with us. I also have Ryan Wiggins. He does things, and we work really hard team to put together a show that is entertaining for you and hopefully informative, but mostly entertaining. And I guess that does involve you, Ryan.
Thank you. Our lists were so similar. I said almost that exact same thing.
I mean it.
I do too.
Anybody want a peanut? You know what that's from?
Princess Bride.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Ah, you got it first.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have gotten it. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Andre the Giant.
Are there rocks ahead?
Stop rhyming. I mean it.
Anybody want to be in it?
<That's right. laughs> I love that movie. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for helping me get through my Monday. It's not over yet, so I will continue to brace myself for whatever Monday has in store for me outside of here. Please, if you haven't yet, go subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. You give us a like there and stay connected with the show. The Mark Reardon Show is coming up next, so please don't go anywhere. Mark will be here in just a minute, so go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.